We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, esteemed viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world.
Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Halt Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Ilha Tinger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himer Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Ilha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the President of Germany advocates increasing collaboration with developing nations. In ecology news, 19 new species of flora and fauna are found in the Indian state of Sikkim. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership Series featuring Dogs in Puerto, a Mexican organization dedicated to helping homeless canines. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 12th, is the National Day of Equatorial Guinea, honoring its independence achieved in 1968. Situated in western Africa, the country's Monte Ellen National Park has an abundance of lush rainforest and is home to gorillas, forest elephants, and a variety of bird life. Spain in southwestern Europe also commemorates its National Day today. Its rich history in art and literature is reflected in prominent painters such as Francisco de Goya, Diego Velázquez, and Pablo Picasso, writer Miguel de Cervantes, and Nobel Prize-winning poet Vicente Alessandri. Best wishes for a fine National Day to the wonderful citizens of Equatorial Guinea and Spain.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, relief news update from Formosa or Taiwan. As Tropical Storm Parma veered off the southwestern coast of Formosa or Taiwan on October 5th, the island that is still reeling from Typhoon Morakot was once again drenched by heavy precipitation. An overflowed river took one life and almost 7,000 people in several countries had to evacuate their homes as officials issued landslide and flash flood warnings.
On October 6th, with a heavy heart and her sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our Native Association members check if there were any special needs and go to help and comfort those forgotten persons and animals. She also said that necessary funds would be available accordingly. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is our Association members' report via Foreign Group.
October 9th, 2009. Most Merciful Master, regarding typhoons in Formosa, Yilan County, four towns were affected by the heavy rainfall. We have contacted these town halls who said there was no serious damage nor the urgent need for relief work. They will inform us if there is any. We are currently contacting the animal shelters to see if our animal friends need anything.
Bingtung County. Due to the extensive damage caused by recent Typhoon Morakot, the government was well prepared and necessary evacuations had been carried out, so there was no serious situation at this time. The rest of our association centers in Formosa also reported no damage.
We are so grateful for Master's loving care and for kindly providing us financial aid for relief work. For the time being, there is no urgent need to use these funds. We shall observe the situation closely and give support if any need arises. With all our heartfelt appreciation and love, Association members in Formosa.
Supreme Master Qinghai responded with the following message. Thanks Heaven for this good news. The main point is humans are safe and well cared for. Heaven bless Formosa and her kind government.
We are thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these updates with our global viewers and to our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our appreciation, government officials, for your timely safety measures. We are also grateful for the heartfelt care of Supreme Master Qinghai and for the diligent response of our association members. We pray that the world may soon be fully protected from such disasters as we turn to gentler, higher standards.
New Zealand's North Island hit by second storm.
packed with gale winds, the unusual wintry weather coming only a week after a previous storm took down trees and power lines, leaving 1,400 homes without electricity on Saturday morning. Several roads were temporarily closed, including a section of the major state Highway 1. In Wellington, train services were disrupted, and one person was hospitalized when floods triggered several car accidents. Just last week, an unforeseen end-of-winter storm had trapped 700 vehicles in a meter of snow until emergency crews and snowplows were able to free them. We thank the emergency personnel and road crews for their dedicated help. Our well wishes for the victims of the storm in speedily recovering the regular comfort of their daily lives. May such unexpected weather extremities be eased as kinder, eco-conscious lifestyles are adopted by humanity as a whole.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Turkey and Armenia signed landmark peace accord. Following their meeting on Saturday, October 10th, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu and Armenian Foreign Minister Edward Nalbandian signed an historic agreement to re-establish diplomatic relations and reopen their shared border for the first time in nearly 100 years. Helping to mediate the Zurich, Switzerland event was U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The accord will now be passed to the Armenian and Turkish parliaments for ratification. Our respectful congratulations to Your Excellencies of Turkey and Armenia for your nation's reconciliation and many thanks for the assistance of U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the United States. May this accord be the seed of flourishing peace and prosperity amongst the people of both lands.
Poland, the 26th nation to ratify the Lisbon Treaty. On Saturday, October 10th, Polish President Lech Kaczynski signed the European Union's Lisbon Treaty, designed to bring greater unity and streamline decision-making for the 27 member state organization.
The Lisbon Treaty is important for many reasons. It will allow the EU to function more democratically, more efficiently, and more transparently. It will give national parliaments and the European Parliament more influence over European affairs. And it will give the European Union increased influence on the international arena.
Only the Czech Republic's signature is now needed for the treaty's complete ratification. Speaking of the new accord, President Kaczynski stated, "Within the framework of cooperation among sovereign states, we will achieve even better results in the interest of individual states, in the interest of Europe as a whole, and in the interest of the world." Your Excellency and Poland, we laud your advancements towards further unifying the European Union. May such noble steps bring ever more harmony and auspicious developments to the member states and their noble citizens.
Loving Hut opens in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. The famous Ambarukmo Plaza shopping center is a favorite locale for citizens of Yogyakarta, the special region of Java, Indonesia, an area known as a center of fine arts, education, and Javanese culture.
As host of a new Loving Hut, the mall's food court now welcomes shoppers to enjoy delicious, nutritious vegan cuisine. The location is just one of the newest additions to the international vegan eatery encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's ideal for a compassionate world.
Bagaimana pendapat adik makanan vegetarian?
Mantap.
Menunya menarik, terus rasanya juga enak.
The colorful menu features a multitude of savory main dishes including fancy nut satay, fried gnocchi, Jakarta golden soup, and Olek Sees or Vietnamese pho.
Apa yang membuat Mbak tertarik dengan makanan di Loving Hut?
Pertama menunya itu variasi sekali. Saya belum pernah nemu, maksudnya restoran vegetarian, tapi makanannya bervariasi kayak gini.
Apakah di masa mendatang kemungkinan Mbak akan datang lagi ke Loving Hut?
Oh, tentu pastinya.
Congratulations, Loving Hut in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. A special thank you to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose original concept has brought this wonderful dining experience to offer people around the world as a stepping stone toward adoption of the healthy, delightful, organic vegan diet. The joys of an animal-free lifestyle are limitless.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
New York firefighter and civilian rescue boy from burning building. Bravely entering a smoke-filled blazing building, New York USA firefighter Jimmy Sank found an unconscious 4-year-old boy who was trapped inside. He carried the boy and managed to reach the window where a civilian, Romanian store owner Horia Craitan, readily received him and carried him to safer grounds. Thanks to Mr. Craitan being able to take over and helping the boy, Mr. Sank was able to immediately go back into the burning apartment to check for any other victims. The boy, Christopher, was given oxygen, taken to the hospital, and is expected to fully recover. Mr. Craitan said, "You don't do things like this for merit. The merit in itself is you save somebody." He also praised the firefighters as heroes. Firefighter Sank attributed the rescue to his whole team. "A big thank you, Mr. Jimmy Sank, Mr. Horia Craitan, and all the New York firefighters for your courageous and swift-thinking actions to save a young life. Heaven bless such gallant spirit expressed in loving care for your community."
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Sank with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 for the team's chocolate treats, and a thank you letter for Mr. Creighton.
Save our planet. Acting now on climate change makes financial sense. The U.S.-based Economics for Equity and the Environment Network, an environmental advocacy group comprised of 200 economists, recently released a report called The Economics of 350, which refers to the 350 parts per million of atmospheric carbon that many world leaders agree is an acceptable limit for planetary health. With current carbon levels at around 385 parts per million and still going up, the report affirms that the more assertive leaders are in reducing global carbon emissions, the larger the economic advantage.
A lead author of the study, Dr. Frank Ackerman of the Stockholm Environment Institute at Tufts University in Massachusetts, USA, said, "As the news keeps sounding worse and worse, what we're talking about is not that the cost of doing something has changed. The cost of doing nothing is really what's escalating."
Our thanks, Dr. Ackerman and colleagues at the Economics for Equity and the Environment Network. Let us unite and strongly advise our governments and leaders that it is essential to stop climate change immediately, not just to save money, but to save our lives.
During an interview for the July 12, 2009 edition of the Irish Sunday Independent, Supreme Master Ching Hai further emphasized that the heavy price of global warming could be greatly reduced by eliminating meat consumption. She referred to the study conducted by the Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency, which found that the estimated cost of $40 trillion required to stabilize greenhouse gases by 2050 would be reduced a full 80% by a global adoption of the vegan diet.
If we adopt globally the vegan diet, then we will eliminate 80% the cost of greenhouse gas reduction. 80% of the $40 trillion
U.S. dollars
estimated by 2050. Can you calculate that? Can you imagine that? Well, yes, so we don't have to pay so much tax to begin with because of the greenhouse gas reduction project. All we have to do is just adopt vegan diet and we eliminate 80% of the cost already. That's a saving of $32
trillion U.S. dollars.
Such a big difference.
The vegan diet is clearly the most economical.
African nations convene to discuss climate change. Organized by the United Nations, the African Union, and the government of Burkina Faso, the 7th World Forum on Sustainable Development was held in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, and hosted numerous African heads of state, scientists, and other experts.
Dr. Momimi Savadogo, spokesperson for the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, said that the forum represented an opportunity for the countries to present climate change adaptation plans, as well as proposing the support of industrialized countries to help implement them. According to the World Bank, developing countries across the globe generate about one-third of global greenhouse gas emissions and endure 80% of their harmful impacts. Dr. Salvadogo and all esteemed participants of this important gathering, we appreciate your solidarity and voice concern for the well-being of the deserving African people. Our prayers that individuals and governments alike come together in caring global stewardship of the planetary home we all share.
Save Our Planet. Climate Change Conference in Formosa or Taiwan promotes love to save the Earth. On Sunday, October 11th, a video conference entitled Protect Our Home with LOVE was held in Taichung, Formosa or Taiwan. The letters LOVE signify L for LOHAS, which stands for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability, O for Organic, V for Vegan, and E for Eco Dimensions to Save the Planet. Discussions on these themes were conducted by distinguished panelists, including environmental scientist Dr. Liu Shaochen and Professor Liu Zongming, famous Formosan or Taiwanese film and television personality Ms. Tan Aijian, president of the Formosa's first veg-promoting website, Mr. Lin Hong Ri, chief editor of Persimmon Cultural Enterprise Company Limited, Mr. Lin Xu Wen Er, and former pig farmer turned vegan, Mr. Luo Hongxuan. Other dignitaries included guest speaker, the Honorable Mayor Amelita Navarro of Santiago, the Philippines, and Mr. Tian Tianwen, deputy speaker of Taichung City Council. Highlighting the event was a special question and answer session with honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had set aside a busy schedule to share her thoughts via video conference. We thank all participants, government officials, other dignitaries, and organizers for this fruitful conference. Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her valued comments on this most urgent issue. We pray that humanity's collective efforts and switch to an organic vegan diet will seal the timely protection of our Earth and all her co-inhabitants. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles. Save Our Planet. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announces that it will require businesses emitting large amounts of greenhouse gases such as CO2, methane, and nitrous oxide to verify that they are employing the most sustainable technologies before being allowed to expand their companies.
Save Our Planet. South Korean President Lim Yong-bak, Chinese Premier Wen Xiaobao, and Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama commit to partnering and working together to ensure a successful global climate change agreement this December in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Warning News, a U.S. Associated Press investigation of water violations over the past decade found unsafe levels of lead and pesticides in various schools across all 50 U.S. states, with the highest number being near farming communities.
Hello, I'm Buna the Falawella, and I'm following a nutritious vegan diet. Today, I have a tip on indoor flowering plants. If yours are not blooming, it may be because they need more sunlight. Try putting them close to a sunny window. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In humanitarian news, Germany's president urges multi-level efforts in assisting developing countries. At the second Bonn Conference on International Development Policy, German President His Excellency Dr. Horst Kohler advocated that both local and national governments participate in a variety of endeavors to support countries in need. Actions suggested including forming partnerships with universities, investing in fair trade goods, taking part in student exchanges, and supplying bicycles to communities. I respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Kohler, for your commitment to helping our brethren. May all individuals and nations reach out to each other in the spirit of brotherly love.
In ecology news, new species of flora and fauna are found in an Indian state. According to a World Wildlife Fund survey in the past 10 years, 19 new types of plants and fish and 5 new varieties of orchids have been discovered in Sikkim. In addition, a study by the Japanese International Cooperation Agency stated that some flora and fauna indigenous to the area grow in no other place in the world. Our many thanks, World Wildlife Fund and Japanese International Cooperation Agency, for your good news. May Sikkim continue to be a welcome home for exquisite wildlife. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership, presenting a Mexican nonprofit dedicated to providing good homes to dogs. We're going to thank heaven now for all the blessings in our lives. Please stay tuned for more valuable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for an elevated world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Dogs in Puerto, an organization sharing information about the compassionate treatment of animals.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Dogs in Puerto or Perros and Puerto or PEP is dedicated to improving the lives of homeless dogs in Puerto Escondido, Mexico. Founded in 2008, the nonprofit is the first organization in the state of Oaxaca devoted to canine welfare. PEP's main goal is to provide caring homes for dogs in need, as well as sharing information about the kind treatment of animals.
PEP rescues dogs from the streets and offers them a safe environment, food, and medical treatment, including spaying or neutering. Volunteers look after the sweet canines until human caregivers are found for them.
PEP welcomes people from all over the world to visit beautiful Puerto Escondido and join in working for the health and happiness of dogs. Our hats off to you, Dogs in Puerto, for your loving efforts concerning the well-being of our animal friends. May each smart and loyal dog have the opportunity to live joyfully with others in protected homes.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Arabic entitled Good Score.
عندما عادت سوزي إلى المنزل قالت لوالدها أنها حصلت على 100% في المدرسة فطلب منها والدها أن تجلس وأن تحدثه عن الموضوع فقالت حسنا حصلت على 20 في الرياضيات وعلى 30 في العلوم وعلى 50 في الإملاء.
And now for our viewers' heartline about an interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by East Coast FM Radio in Dublin, Ireland, on Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom.
This is very good. I personally believe it. I have been vegetarian for 3 years. I feel much better and it is so natural for me. And here, I found new reasons to avoid milk products. I found interesting information here. This message is very harmonious. Agnieszka from Poland.
Thoughtful Agnieszka, good to hear from you. It's great that you're a vegetarian. Supreme Master Ching Hai and many eminent scientists have clearly presented the case that if we want to keep our planet, we must be vegan. Please help inform as many of your co-citizens as possible of the plant-based solution. Best wishes to you and all the God-loving people of Poland.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with the light of heaven. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Civilians and soldiers of the Philippine Army's 10th Infantry Division donate their meal allowance for a day, along with canned goods and clothing, to aid those affected by the recent storm in Luzon.
Adopting a model already in place in Basra, counselors in Iraq's holy Shiite city of Najaf are banning alcohol, including drinking, selling, transporting, and advertising, in honor of peaceful Islamic ideals.
Upon learning that 5 small relics purchased by the Louvre Museum in Paris were wrongfully obtained, France announces plans to return them to their home country of Egypt.
Curtin University in Western Australia honors Aboriginal leader Professor Patrick Dodson with the John Curtin Medal in recognition of his reconciliation efforts and efforts to create an integrated society.
A report released in the United Kingdom found that people's health had actually improved during the financial recession, with more than a third reporting increased fresh veggie purchases and reduced alcohol consumption.
Across the United States, reduced violence in prisons is being noted as a growing number of inmates are finding calm and peace of mind through the principles and instruction of meditation.
In response to a United Nations appeal for humanitarian provisions, the United Kingdom is donating $3.2 million to provide over 150,000 citizens displaced by civil war in northern Yemen with water, food, and other aid.
Zaidi Shiite leader Malek al-Houthi of Yemen announces that his group is ready for discussions with the government and welcomes mediation to help achieve peace.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, is passing out free soy-based tofurkey roasts in London, Ontario, Canada, to encourage citizens toward a vegetarian Thanksgiving that turkeys can also be thankful for.
Following a Tongan earthquake and damage to local underground springs, New Zealand's Red Cross donates a unit that will transform salt water into up to 3,000 liters of fresh water per day.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.